I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. Well, I know that I definitely am because we made it to Friday, baby.
Friday,
happy Blue Friday, everyone. Let's get to our contestant. It's Felix in Kirkland. Felix, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Steve. Felix is ready. Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and I almost forgot to check in with Felix. Were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday?
Unfortunately, I was not.
Oh. So, Steve's happy about that. All right, bye, Steve.
Yeah, you better stop it.
For those playing along at home, Felix has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
According to the nursery rhyme, what did Little Bo Peep lose?
Her sheep.
Yes. What sport is most associated with the term full court press?
Basketball.
Yes. Outkast was sued in 1999 for using which civil rights activist name in a song title?
Say again?
Outkast was sued for using which civil rights activist name in a song title?
Miss Jackson.
No.
Pass.
Where is a shrimp's heart located?
In his head.
Yes. Located in the Sierra Nevadas, what is North America's largest alpine lake?
Lake Tahoe.
Yes. The term black market was first used during which war?
Vietnam.
No.
Gulf War.
No.
Korea.
No. Which fast food chain was founded in 1969?
McDonald's.
No.
Burger King.
No.
Jack in the Box.
No. Brussels is the capital of which European country?
Bruges.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct, Felix. Might I recommend the cheat sheet? 5:40 on the men's room.
Yes.
It can be helpful.
Yeah.
Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
According to the nursery rhyme, what did Little Bo Peep lose?
Her sheep.
Yes. Which sport is most associated with the term full court press?
That would be basketball.
Correct.
Which apparently is my daughter's favorite sport, she told me
last
night. Yeah.
Outkast was sued in 1999 for using which civil rights activist's name in a song title?
Rosa Parks.
Yes. Where is a shrimp's heart located?
In its butt.
No.
Tail?
No.
Heart. Head.
Yes. Located in the Sierra Nevadas, what is North America's largest alpine lake?
Lake Erie?
No.
Lake Ontario?
No.
Lake Michigan?
No. The term black market was first used during which war?
World War One.
Yes. Which fast food chain was founded in 1969?
Nice. Would that be Jack in the Box?
No.
Burger King?
No.
Wendy's?
Yes. Brussels is the capital of which European country?
Germany.
No.
France.
No.
Brussels, Australia.
No. Peter Pan Australia? Was the no. Peter Pan was the captain of what group?
The Wake Up Kids.
No.
The Get Up Kids?
No.
The
good band, though.
Really good band. The San Diego Padres.
No. Steve, you got 6 correct, and that is a victory. 6-4. Sorry, Felix.
Yeah, appreciate it. Good job.
Have a great weekend.
I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best.
Our friend did know that the largest alpine lake in North America is Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe.
Brussels is the capital of Belgium.
Belgium.
And Peter Pan was the captain of the Lost Boys. Yes. Congratulations on your win, Steve. We'll play another game of Beat Migs at 8:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we chatted with a listener named Tracy who called in very upset about her brother not showing up to Christmas. Well, that brother ended up calling in because he's also a listener. But we ran out of time, so we asked if they could both join us again this morning. And we look forward to some closure. We need to get to the bottom of this, and we will after Pearl Jam. If you were listening yesterday at this time, you would have heard the story of Trevor and Tracy. So
I was telling Sid about this, and she was like, what?
So Tracy and her brother Trevor have been on the outs for a couple of months now, nearly, due to a little bit of a problem that circulated around a moving situation. Tracy wanted Trevor, her brother, to help move.
She's a single mom, has a 10-year-old son, doesn't have a lot of resources, and Trevor was supposed to help.
And he flaked out, and then kind of they stopped talking. It was crickets for the last several weeks, and he didn't show up to Christmas after being invited. But turns out yesterday we were able to get them both on the phone very briefly, but we didn't have enough time to sort out this family conflict.
Tracy used us.
She did.
Because Trevor wasn't responding to any of her texts, and she knew that Trevor listens to our show. So here we are now.
This is a lot.
This is.
But we're going to unpack it. Trevor and Tracy, both from Shoreline, we've got you on to kind of pick up where we left off yesterday. Are you guys there?
Oh, I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay, so we heard Tracy's side of the story, and Trevor, you caught us at the end of our break, and we didn't have time to get deep into it, but you said she's full of crap.
Oh, absolutely, and I can't wait to just tell you all about it.
Oh, that makes all of us.
Let's hear your side, Trevor. What happened over the moving stuff?
Okay, so yes, we fought over moving, but it's because Tracy wanted me to move all the heavy stuff, right, of course. So I was trying to reach out to some friends to see who can help me last minute, and I just had no luck, okay? Nobody was around. And she would not stop giving me attitude, right? Just nonstop chatterbox over there. So I suggested she pays for some movers, and she went off on me. She cursed at me. She said that I need better friends and a bunch of other irrational stuff. And yes, we haven't talked because I'm not going to speak to her unless she apologizes to me. And yeah, I didn't go to Christmas, but Tracy, it is so lame that you're using Jake to guilt me. I love my nephew, but listen, let's be honest. He barely freaking looks up from that Nintendo Switch when he's
okay.
around.
Oh, boy.
I don't think he cares at all if I'm a part of his life, okay? Well, I think it's a little nuts that you're calling my favorite radio station to reach out to me, okay? That's a little bit psycho behavior, and I think that's why you're not married anymore.
Ooh. How dare you say that?
Hold on, did you get that? Danny, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Wait, Tracy, you can't.
I think we lost her.
Oh, man.
Trevor, are you still there?
I'm here. Guys.
Listen. Okay, wait. So let's reset for the listeners that are listening. If you were listening online, congratulations. You get to hear the bad word. That's, I guess, the benefit of listening on our Odyssey app. But for those that were listening over the regular radio airwaves, they missed a chunk of what just happened because your sister, Taryn, what did she said kindly to go F off?
Yes, F off was the term that she used.
Because, Trevor, you said
that. See how nice she is?
Well, she was nice until we got you on the phone.
Now, I will say, Trevor, in your defense, the older and older you get, you know, the older and older we get in society, the harder it is to find people that want to help you move.
Wait, is that what we're still
talking about? I want to go back to the beginning there. So I will defend you a little bit.
A new rule, though. A new rule. If you're 30 years old,
get
you
a mover.
Have to pay for movers, okay? This is not, just leave me alone.
Trevor, now, maybe I'm a little bit big. I'm not trying to heal up on you and make you feel bad, because, like, I do think in as I've gotten older, I've realized that, like, in relationship issues, whether it be boyfriend, girlfriend, brother, sister, whatever, that both sides can be right and both sides can be wrong. The more I've lived my life, I've come across, like, situations where I'm like, you're both kind of wrong in these situations. And I don't think you're wrong in that. But as somebody who does have a kid, and especially when it sounds like you guys have a small family, sometimes you just kind of have to, like, grin and bear maybe your sister being a little difficult out of kindness to your nephew. Because, I mean, that is important. And I know that you said, oh, he was just playing on his Switch, but that's just kids. And I think that maybe they're, and who am I to tell you what to do? But, man, holidays are important for kids, and I think they do remember that. I know, like, I've had certain family members in my life that were kind of jerks, and then they just disappeared. But I did love them, and I'm like, where the hell did Uncle Frank go? I still don't know where Uncle Frank went. But then one day there was a big blowout, and my mom has never talked to her brother since. And this is, we're talking like 30 years.
No, I understand. And I'd hate to have something like this stop us from, you know, communicating. Obviously, she's my sister. But sometimes it's just ridiculous. And I can't deal. And I just need to take a step back and let Tracy do her own thing.
I've got three siblings, Trevor, and sometimes we are oil and water. But we just kind of have to pick up and move past it. And especially now that we have another generation of kids, it's all the more important for us to do that. For us to just, you know, kind of look beyond some of the drama and just focus on family.
You guys are apparently the best people in the world.
Did you hear that, Mom? Did you hear that?
Hey, Trevor. F off.
All right.
In all fairness, who are we to tell you? I'm just telling you from personal experiences. I've even had that with my dad and his father, and like the blowouts that they had, and they wouldn't talk for a while. And kids pick up on that stuff. You don't think maybe they do, or you're thinking they're just playing around on their video games, or in my situation, upstairs watching TV. But I overheard those things, and they still stick with me to this day. I'm not saying that you're ruining your nephew's life, but I bet it's very important, whether or not if he shows it or not, it's important that his uncle Trevor is there.
All right, so I'll hang out with Jake, but not his mom. How about that?
Yeah, she sounds very mean.
Baby steps. We take baby steps here, Trevor. Well,
yeah, all right.
Thank you for calling back today. I hope we helped you guys get some sort of clarity.
Are you going to call her? Or are you going to text her? Is this like just adds on more fuel to the fire?
Oh, this is kerosene, baby.
Oh, no. Well, good luck to you guys, Trevor.
Thank you. Take care.
The Daily Migs Show.
Wow.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Actually, everyone's like, I'm so glad I listened on the Odyssey app.
Lucky. Live Night is coming back, Rockaholics, and anything that can go wrong probably will go wrong.
Like an F-bomb there is just going to happen, yeah.
We're going to be at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel in their brand new ballroom, and it's going down on Friday, February 13th. The tickets are on sale now right at KISW.com, and you can see the men's room, you can see us, we all get to kick it. It's so much fun. Don't miss out.
We're bringing Trevor with us.
I hope so. He's a blast.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, Johnny Knoxville shared on social media that Jackass is coming back.
Let's go.
And he wrote, "Well, a wang dang and hot damn doodle, we are starting the year off with a bang. We wanted to let you know that this summer, Jackass is back. We will see you in theaters June 26th. More to come, but wanted you to hear it from us first."
How are you feeling about that?
I mean, this was such a part of, like, my formative years, was watching these ding-dongs and the CKY dudes and all that. Loved it.
Every time I see a shopping cart, I still think of Jackass and think, let's get in it and shove me down a place. I don't do it, but...
No.
And then the movies were super fun as well.
Oh, couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah.
Well, many have opinions on Jackass coming back, so let's go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of these comments, and we figured out who better to read these comments than...
Johnny Knoxville?
You know, you would think we would have a robot Johnny Knoxville. But no luck with that one.
Is it a different for Steve-O?
No, you would think also a very recognizable voice that they would probably have a robot Steve-O. But since so many people are commenting about how old these guys are now doing Jackass, I figured we would get our favorite old celebrity to read the comments.
Our favorite old celebrity.
Betty White.
Danny knows it.
Aha.
We've got robot Betty White reading the comments about Jackass getting back together. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
He can do the old man skit, but for real this time, no rubber attachments.
Okay, I forgot about that skit.
My first thing was I Googled how old is Johnny Knoxville, because I'm thinking... this guy should be retiring from this nonsense at his age, probably.
What, he's like 52?
He's turning 55 this year.
55? Yeah, he should be done doing this.
Can you think about rock stars and coaches that coach like well into their 60s and 70s, and this is insane.
Yes, and also he's doing Fear Factor, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
If Knoxville carries on much longer, he won't need the bad grandpa disguise anymore.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
So great.
I mean, that wasn't a Jackass film, but it was still a great film.
God, I mean, these guys really did it better than anyone else.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, back then, I'm not saying they were like all messed up. Like they were doing like drinking a lot and doing boozing it and drugs. Like I feel like maybe their bodies were more like ready for these kind of impacts. Now they're all sober.
For sure.
I'm a little concerned for them.
All the dumbest stuff I've ever done in my life was under the influence.
It's never been the sober stuff.
Never when I'm sober.
Watching a 20-year-old guy break a hip is funny. Watching a 50-year-old man break a hip is just sad.
I mean, you got to be careful at his age. You break a hip, you might not come out of the hospital.
I want to see this, though. I'm excited about it. Yeah, it's going to be a trip down nostalgia, and I even saw TMZ said they're going to bring back some of their biggest stunts from the franchise, like a greatest hits, mixing old, never-before-seen footage, as well as shooting some new material, too.
Ooh.
So it'll be a little bit of everything.
Little old, little new.
Now the gags are going to involve diapers and wheelchairs, not as props, but because you legit need them.
Some people have even been saying, like, how, like, if Bam Margera's not in it, I'm not going to. And he's been sober.
Oh, yeah.
So he's doing better. And apparently he will appear in some, like, never-before-seen footage, but they haven't said whether or not he's actually going to be in the show.
Got it.
On this episode, we will see how long we can go without taking our cholesterol medication. I'm excited to see what's to come of this. I feel like a kid again.
I feel like a lot of people are cracking jokes about it, but at the end of the day, I think it's like a trip down memory lane.
That makes it all the more of a spectacle for me.
It is funny because I was like, when did the last Jackass movie come out? 2022.
But wasn't that supposed to be like their farewell, their swan song?
Yeah, Jackass forever.
Yeah, and they said that we're done, just like Kiss.
And here we are again.
Can't stop, won't stop.
In this episode, me and the guys are going to chug Tums and barely chew our mashed potatoes. This is called the Geriatric Challenge.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
People are being savages online.
I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is Prostate Exam.
I watched that.
I feel like we might be seeing that one.
They're really doing the end credit scene from the first movie.
That's right. Do you remember at the end they all dress up as old people?
Yes.
That was like one of my favorite moments. I remember being in the theater and when that happened, I was just in tears.
So great.
I'm excited to go watch old men die on screen, but the reality is I'll probably just see old men smashing their dicks between bricks.
And that's what we're here for.
Yeah, more of that, please.
Well, I'm looking forward to the new movie.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Well, there are some rumors swirling that one NHL team is full of cheaters.
It's insane.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Stone Temple Pilots. The world is a very busy place, and trying to keep track of it all is a tall order, especially when it comes to pop culture. So we've gone through all of it, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
The Miami Hurricanes are on their way to the national championship after beating Ole Miss last night in the Fiesta Bowl. So Miami will go take on the winner of tonight's game between number one Indiana and number five Oregon. Did you guys watch any of the game last night?
I'll be honest, until right now, I didn't even know there were games going on. So, no, I did not watch anything. I heard it was a nail-biter.
It was a nail-biter. It came right down to the very last play of the game. I personally was kind of rooting for Ole Miss because I really like this comedian, Heather McMahon, and she went there. So if she's happy, then I'm happy.
So you have the same, like, I have always the dumbest reasons why I cheer for certain teams, and that would be right up there with being a dumb reason.
Yeah, I'm like, screw the Hurricanes. Go, Heather.
All right.
No, they didn't win. So, hottie toddy.
Okay. Have you guys been keeping up at all with what's going on in Ottawa with the Ottawa Senators? I know you said, hey, did you hear about it? It's mind-blowing.
It's insanity.
So just, there's a lot of like rumors going on with the professional hockey team, the Ottawa Senators. They put out a statement that strongly condemns all these social media rumors about their goalie, Linus Ullmark. And they're saying he's away from the team for personal reasons. He's been gone for a while, since like the holidays, basically. But the online speculation, and I don't know if this is true or not, but boy, oh boy, it is juicy. So the rumor is that this goalie, Linus Ullmark, was having an affair, and this is all rumor, so take it for what you will, but it's coming from a lot of places. He apparently had an affair on his girlfriend or his wife, and then and I guess got busted for it. I guess the girl that the side piece messaged the girl, blah, blah, blah. So then, like, she's all pissed off at Linus. Linus, which now I'm picturing the Peanuts character, but it's not him, it's the goalie. He then dimes out all of his teammates that are also having affairs for some reason. Not sure why he thought that was a good idea. Did he think that was going to get him out of trouble? I don't know. So then the woman that he cheated on reaches out to all of those girls, all the wives and girlfriends of the players that he listed as being adulterous. And this is like all right around Christmas.
Oh.
So now all, again, rumors. His entire team is pissed at him. And if it's true, understandably so. And that's why apparently he's nowhere to be found, because they're all just like, he can't be on our team. You need to trade him. And now the Ottawa Senators are trying to say, like, no, 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 that's not true at all. In fact, they put out a statement that just said he's away from the team for personal reasons. And they also said, but clearly that request was not heard by the lowest forms of trolls and sick people who scour the internet. We are disgusted that outside forces are attempting to disrupt our hockey club. This statement will put an end to the ridiculous speculation that has spread online. I do not think this is going to put the end to it. In fact, I think it just kind of adds more fuel to the fire.
What about bro code on the road?
Apparently there is not one when it comes to Linus Ullmark.
Yikes.
Could you imagine if that's true?
That just ruined a lot of people's lives.
I've never heard of a time where a team is demanding a guy get traded because he just outed them all for being cheaters.
Oy, oy, oy. There is a TikToker who decided to ride a horse through a Target store with his sidekick riding along.
Okay, this is just going to confirm why I hate teenagers at Target.
This is part of the video right here.
It's a little horse. Hope we don't crack. Oh.
How y'all doing?
Y'all gotta get out of the store.
Yes, sir.
What are y'all doing?
Get out of the store with the horse.
We gotta get out.
Yes, we gotta go.
Why?
Because. I'm gonna call police for what?
Turns out one of those kids was Linus Ulmark from the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, no. He's
kind of just doing some stuff on the side.
Well, apparently the horse was also pooping in the store. I mean, yeah. That's a big mess to clean up.
I mentioned it once to somebody, and then I mentioned, I think, on the radio, and we got a bunch of texts. I thought it was maybe just me being oversensitive, but, like, I love Target. I hate the teenagers at Target. Like, I think that's, like, the new mall for kids. Like,
oh
they just
gosh.
Hang out there, and they run around, and they're just annoying as all hell, and this just adds more reasons why I hate the teens in Target.
I mean, are they even buying stuff, or are they just loitering?
I have no idea. Like, they're, like, going around just causing a ruckus. I know I sound like the get off my lawn guy, but, I mean, Danny, have you seen it at Target?
Yeah. Yeah, all the time. I feel like that's why they put all those, everything behind glass.
You're probably right. Like, I mean, I've seen them just act like fools at Target.
Get out of our Target,
Have
kids.
You noticed it?
No. I don't go to the store. It gives me anxiety.
Really? It's like up there with Costco? Is it the parking lot?
Do you know what I love? That Target has that convenient area where you can go drive up and they'll bring your order out to you. I know. I'm the worst.
But you're saving so much money because I always drop way too much cash at Target.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
This is our first week back in the new year. First week back playing Beat Migs. And if you think you can beat this brainiac Steve Migs, give a call to 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 8:50.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.